Welcome to the Midlife Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Brian.
And I'm Steven. And here's a bit of what's to come in this episode.
So it looks like we're starting with the Yardbirds.
First, what's the premise? Is it your The Yardbirds are the center of the rock universe thing? Or is it the expanded version of that, that plays on the 6 degrees of bacon?
Well, it's both. So the Yardbirds are the center of the rock universe, and through them, you can connect anyone to anyone else. In rock music anyway.
The Yardbirds are a good candidate for the center, I'll give you that. You get Clapton, Beck, and Page without even trying. And Chris Drejcia, Keith Relfe, Jim McCarty, Paul Samwell Smith, and Jerry Donahue with The Little Thinking. The first three are obviously huge, and the second group have a wide set of connections. Okay, so here's a Yardbirds song from the brief period where Beck and Page were sharing lead guitar duties. This is Happenings 10 Years Time Ago, which is a fairly progressive song for the Yardbirds, and tanked on the charts.
Dreaming.
If all the Yardbirds had to offer were Page and Beck, it would be enough. But with the addition of Clapton, it's hard not to be able to connect them to everyone. So interestingly, two-thirds of the Yardbirds guitarists, Clapton and Beck, have both worked with Roger Waters on his solo albums. So Clapton did The Pros and Cons of Hitchhiking and Beck on Amused to Death.
Page is probably the least connected of them, with only Led Zeppelin, The Firm, Coverdale Page, and the Death Wish 2 and 3 soundtracks. He did an album with Roy Harper.
Who was everywhere in the late 70s.
Indeed. Page did a bunch of session work, including Nash and Stills and the Stones' One Hit to the Body.
So let's do that one. Here's One Hit to the Body by the Stones featuring Jimmy Page.
Down.
moving on to Beck. Right off the bat, you get Beck, Bogart, and a piece. Carmine of Vanilla Fudge fame. Then there's the Jeff Beck Group, which includes Rod Stewart, Ronnie Wood, and Ainsley Dunbar. Not a bad group in its first iteration. And then later on added members like Bobby Tench, Cozy Powell, Max Middleton, Phil Chen. And I mean, and he did session work with everybody. Jan Hammer, John Bon Jovi, actually, on the Blaze of Glory soundtrack. And obviously the aforementioned Roger Waters.
When Syd Barrett left the Floyd, Mason said that they talked about seeing if Beck wanted to join, but none of the guys had the nerve to ask him. I think they did all right with Gilmour in the end.
Indeed. Hell, at this point, if we stopped, we'd have enough connections to get to anyone. But we've only covered two of the Yardbirds guitarists, and we all know who's next. Clapton. But first, here's Jeff Beck with Roger Waters on the title track to the 1990 album Amused to Death.
Bartender, what is wrong with me? Why am I so out of breath? The captain said, excuse me, ma'am, the species has amused itself to death.
Amused itself to death.
It has amused itself to death. We did as we were told, one soul. It was the greatest show on earth, but then it was over. We owed North, we drove our racing cars. We ate our last few jars of caviar. And somewhere out there in the stars, a keen-eyed lookout spied a flickering light. Our last hurrah. And when they found our shadows, go ground the TV set. They ran down every lead. They repeated every test. They checked out all the data on the list. And then but eliminated every other reason for their sad demise. They learned the only explanation that this species has amused itself to death. No tears to cry.
Amused.
Do we even need to go into Clapton?
Maybe the fillet of Clapton?
Okay, so John Mayall's Blues Breakers, Cream, Blind Faith, Derek and the Dominoes, the Plastic Ono Band, and about a million session gigs. Oh, and he's been lucky enough to play with Ray Cooper.
We love Ray Cooper. Nobody on earth plays a tambourine like Ray Cooper.
And Ray Cooper has played with everyone on the planet. Elton John, Harry Nilsson, Billy Joel, all of the Beatles, sans John. Pink Floyd, The Stones, Mark Knopfler, Christy McVie, Phil Collins, America, Murray Head, Carly Simon, Kiki Dee, Cliff Richard, Roy Orbison, Mama Cass, Rick Wakeman, Sting, and Brian Ferry.
And many others. So maybe I should change my hypothesis to Ray Cooper is the center of the rock universe. So here's Clapton with Ray Cooper, obviously, from Behind the Sun. Cooper is on the bongos on this one. The song is called It All Depends.
Thank you.
Here's the first test. Connect Adam Lambert to Roxy Music.
All right, so Adam Lambert obviously tours with Queen now. Queen at one point toured with Paul Rogers of Bad Company fame, but I'm not going to use Bad Company. I'm going to use The Firm because Paul Rogers was in The Firm with Jimmy Page. Jimmy Page gets you the Yardbirds, the center of the rock and roll universe. From the Yardbirds, Eric Clapton, also in the Yardbirds, who has played with, wait for it, Ray Cooper, who played with Brian Ferry on a solo album, and Brian Ferry obviously gets you Roxy Music. Or if I go from the Yardbirds, so Jimmy Page into the Yardbirds, from the Yardbirds, Jeff Beck. Jeff Beck played with Roger Waters on Amused to Death. Yep. Roger Waters was in Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd, you get David Gilmour. David Gilmour tours with Phil Manzanera, and also Phil has appeared on David Gilmour's last two solo albums. And again, Phil Manzanera, a member of Roxy Music. But there's probably an album somewhere where Ray Cooper and Adam Lambert were together, and another one where Ray Cooper played with Roxy Music directly.
It works in this case anyway. I guess all that's left is to leave our listeners with some more Yardbirds. Here's a Clapton era song, For Your Love.
Give the moon.